From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A plea and arraignment hearing is set for Monday for John Rogers. The former sports memorabilia and photo dealer is now facing state charges while awaiting sentencing next month on a federal charge. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has more.
At one time, John Rogers was a high-flying businessman trading in rare sports memorabilia. He also acquired the photo archives of many of the biggest newspapers in the country. I interviewed him in February 2013 about how he came to grow his business in that direction.
This business really started off extremely small. It was me digitizing I had a large photo collection, several hundred thousand photos that I had collected just kind of as an obsessive collector since a child. And when I realized you could monetize these images if you had them digitized, I began that process. In the beginning, it was just me on a flatbed scanner doing a few hundred a week. I saw the income that could be derived out of that, so I hired some employees. And then the newspapers. Unfortunately, you know, our country went through this horrible recession, and around 2008, some of these newspapers really started getting into crisis situations. So we were able to go in and provide cash and millions in services to create a revenue stream that has worked very well for our partners.
But federal prosecutors say Rogers defrauded investors, customers, and banks through a variety of schemes that included false pretenses and lies. Arkansas Business has been carefully following Rogers' rise and fall over the years, and reporter Lance Turner joins me now. Hi, Lance.
Hello, Michael.
Before we get into what's about to happen, explain how Rogers built his companies into such big-dollar entities.
Well, some of it owes to Rogers' stature in the sports memorabilia community. He was a collector and collected a lot of memorabilia, a lot of key pieces of sports history. A Honus Wagner baseball card was probably the most famous purchase that he had made. And then sort of started parlaying that into this other business, this archive business. And that was built with, you know, a lot of the standard stuff that business people use to build a business. You know, they go to the banks and get loans, and they talk to investors and get investment dollars in that way. And so that was kind of what everyone saw from the outside. But, you know, as we've been digging back into John Rogers' past, what's become clear is that a lot of that was built on lies and fabrications and misrepresentations. And John Rogers altered some sports memorabilia in ways that made them fraudulent. He had a Heisman Trophy at one point that was sort of an honorary trophy, not a true Heisman Trophy, but he modified that trophy to pass it off as a legitimate trophy and use that as collateral on loans and sort of grow this thing into kind of what it became.
And as Arkansas Business reported at the time, the FBI raided Rogers' home and business in January 2014. That eventually led to federal charges being filed against him and a guilty plea this past March. What did he acknowledge in that plea?
Well, mainly he acknowledged that, you know, he was a fraud in his business dealings with people, and that he made false statements about the assets that he held, the value of those assets. You know, again, it was sort of all built on lies and falsehoods. And what Rogers told the district judge in Chicago, where he reached this plea agreement, was that it was for personal gain. He said, this is about greed. And I was greedy, and large swaths of this business and this business plan were simply a sham.
Sentencing had been scheduled for September, but that was reset to November 20th. Could he be looking at hard prison time?
Well, I think on paper, the wire fraud charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. The judge, though, has all kinds of leeway in what he'll do, and he's also cooperating with investigators on some other cases. There were a lot of big sports memorabilia fraud charges out of Chicago in the last few years, and he's connected to some of that, and he knows some people in those circles. If he's cooperating with investigators, experts kind of tell us, and just sort of the patterns of how these things work out suggest that he could be facing really about 8 years in federal prison.
And while that's happening, he's now facing state charges of commercial burglary and theft of property. What was that about?
Well, so in the middle of all this legal wrangling that's been going on, his business was forced into receivership, and so he was barred from being on the premises at his archive offices in North Little Rock. And nevertheless, in August 2015, surveillance video showed John Rogers coming into the building and walking out allegedly with three hard drives that contained, you know, a lot of those iconic images and property that he had acquired from newspapers. And that property at the time was argued to be in the hands of the receiver and was not John Rogers's to take. And so he's got a felony charge of commercial burglary and theft of property that he faces there. He claims that the hard drives were assets that he bought personally. The attorneys for the receiver disagree. And so that's kind of what that case has been about.
That's Lance Turner, a reporter with Arkansas Business, which has been extensively following the case of former North Little Rock businessman John Rogers. Lance, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.